the first thing we have to do if we want to serve God. Maybe you come up with a lot of different answers. But I think this hymn gives us a guide, sweet hour of prayer. If we really want to serve God, first, we have to enjoy God. If you really enjoy God, you will enjoy serving God. If we don't enjoy God himself, you don't feel joy and peace in the Lord, and serving God is a burdensome. And this kind of service may not last too long. So try to cultivate a very intimate relationship with God and try to enjoy God. That is the best way you can have a long-lasting service. Because every time you spend your time, energy with God, you feel you are real, you feel you are very joyful, you enjoy it. And the longer you serve, the sweeter your life will be. I remember 1984 when I had a first child. A lot of church members say, congratulations, enjoy your baby. When you try to have a child, you are deciding to have a lot of responsibility. And really, the children give us a lot of joy in the family. So that is the reason even the parents know there is a lot of responsibility accompanied. You still want to have children. If you cannot enjoy your children, have only responsibility, then when the children come to the world, you feel it's so burdensome. You rather don't have the child. The same thing when we try to serve God. First, try to enjoy God himself. Let's see some example. Exodus chapter 24. Exodus chapter 24. Verse 9. Chapter 24, verse 9. Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel went up, verse 10, and saw the God of Israel under his feet was something like a pavement made of sulfur, and clear as sky itself. Verse 11, but God did not raise his hand against the leaders of the Israel, and they saw God. And they ate and drink. You say, God commanded Moses and the 70 elders went to the top of the mountain. What did they do? On the one hand, they are eating. On the other hand, they saw God. They enjoy God. God manifested himself on top of the mountain. And they look from afar. And that kind of experience, that kind of feeling is so amazing. Just like you to go to a Grand Canyon, you go to a beautiful scenery. You sit in there, you don't want to go. You want to take more picture to show somebody how wonderful it is to be here. But the creation of God is beautiful, but God is the source of beauty. A lot of things we really like it in the world, but a lot of things is created by God himself. He is the creator. So if we really can spend God time with God and really try to enjoy him, then you will enjoy serving the God you enjoy. So this is a very important thing. Now, let's see 16. Chapter 24, verse 16. And the glory of the Lord set up on the Mount Sinai. For the sixth day of the cloud covered the mountain, and on the seventh day, the Lord called Moses from within the cloud. Verse 17. And the Israelites, to the Israelites, the glory of the Lord looked like a consuming fire on top of the mountain. Verse 18. And Moses entered the cloud as it went on the mountain. and he stayed in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Do you think Modi staying in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights is a torture? It's a very painful experience, because according to the Bible, Moses did not eat and did not drink for 40 days and 40 nights. But according to the Bible, the glory of God manifests on the top of the mountain. So that 40 days and 40 nights, that kind of satisfaction is beyond your physical experience. Now, that kind of satisfaction already enter into the spiritual realm. And the spiritual realm, that kind of satisfaction, you cannot tell anybody, because that's beyond description. Just like Jesus transformed himself on the top of the Mount Transfiguration. All of a sudden, his clothes become dazzling white, and his countenance shines glory. On top of the mountain, there was nothing. But it was so wonderful that Peter intended to dwell there forever. Why? Because to witness the glorious figure of Jesus Christ, to witness the glory of Jesus Christ himself, is a joy, is a satisfaction. Also today, we cannot say serving God is not tiresome. Really, a lot of responsibility really makes us a lot, very tired. Sabbath day, we spend long time here, it's tired. And how come a lot of people still waiting to come? A lot of people continue to serve. Because when you feel that God is so close to you, when you pray, you feel that God is living inside you and try to satisfy you. And that kind of peace and joy make you your service become an enjoyment. Even physically, you feel tired. I recall that when I was in East Coast, every Sabbath is the longest Sabbath day in my life. I leave home at 9 p.m. and most of the time I went back home about 9 a.m. I left home. Most of the time I went back home at about 9 to 10 p.m. 12 hours Sabbath. Sometimes my children will ask me, do you have fun? At the beginning, I don't know what kind of fun do I have. I'm really tiresome. And later on, I realized what they're asking is spiritually, do you enjoy it? Really. Physically, you feel tired. But spiritually, you really enjoy it. No. So every Sabbath, even though we know we're going to come back late, but in our mind, we feel so peaceful, so joyful. We really like it. Now, so serving God is the same. Let's see another two, three verses. The book of Psalm chapter 2. Psalm chapter 4. Psalm chapter 4, verse 6, 7, and 8. 6. Many are asking, who can show us any good? Let the light of your faith shine upon us, O Lord. Verse 7. You have filled my heart with greater joy than their grain and new wine abound. Verse 8. I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, my Lord, make me dwell in safety. Also, verse 6 to 8 talk about the benefit of being close to God. So who can show us any good? You already work 5 days. You are so busy. You are supposed to stay at home, enjoy it, watching the TV, have a good meal outside, relax and shopping. How come you spend whole day in the church? Can you show me anything good? A lot of people is going to ask you. So what we are doing, they just cannot understand, because that's beyond their experience. And what the people in the psalm say? Let the light of your faith shine upon us. The light of the faith, the glory of God's faith shine upon us. You feel so glory. You look into the glory of God. You feel so good. So verse 7. You have filled my heart with greater joy than those who are abound in material possession. Yes. When you have a very good material life, you enjoy it. But that's only a physical stimulation. When you buy a new car, in a very short moment, it feels it's great. But after 1 year, 2 years, more new model come out, you feel your car is getting old. Even it runs still good, but you're still not satisfied anymore because there's a new car coming out. So that kind of stimulation gradually will fade, become weaker and weaker. So you need to have a new stimulation. So that is the reason material possession can never really satisfy a person, because that's a state stimulation of your desire. You need the music. The music now is different from the music 50 years ago. Why? Because 50 years ago, the music, the melody is too slow for the people now. They need stimulation right now. So the music become very strong, very fast to stimulate you. Even the music is not enough. Not enough stimulation. So you need to use the drug, alcohol, continue to stimulate you. But when we come to the Lord, that kind of satisfaction is not from stimulate your desire. It's coming into your heart. So verse 7, you have filled my heart with great joy. Very peaceful. That's inside. Even material speaking, you live a very simple life. You drive a very old-fashioned car, right? But inside your heart, you feel so joyful, so satisfied. Verse 8. So I will lie down and sleep in peace. So you have peace. 7, you have peace. You have joy. 8, you have peace. And then you make me dwell in safety. You have the feeling of security. So once we start to enjoy this, the joy, the peace, the security in the Lord, and physical suffering, a physical tiresome, you feel, that's nothing. I can do it. I can continue to serve Him. So one of the secrets to serve God in your whole life long is try to enjoy God Himself. And you will enjoy serving God because you enjoy Him. You will enjoy serving Him. Prayer is one of very effective ways we try to draw ourselves near to God and rejoice in the Lord. Once we get connected, very intimate with God in prayer, and then your life will start filled with peace and security and joy. And then your service, you will like it. So now we are going to pray together for around 30 minutes. Let's draw ourselves near to God. We know every day we live in the world, unintentionally or intentionally, we have been defiled by the world. Just like you wear a white clothes, right? After 2 days, 3 days, you are going to see your clothes become dirty. Why? Because the air has a lot of pollution. So we live in the world, gradually our heart is become polluted. So now we come before God, use the words of God to wash away our filthiness. And the Holy Spirit move us so we will become cleaner. And that also come before God and admit our own wrongdoing, our sin, and ask God to forgive us. Once the sin been forgiven, been taken away, we are going to rejoice in the Lord. We are going to feel so close to God. So now let's converse and we pray until 9:15.